In short, he was not to be tied down, not even to success. His most famous and popular song was a number called Spain from 1973. It had come to him in the usual random way as he was trying out the second movement of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. He added this and that, put in other rhythms, and the piece rolled out from there. Yet its very popularity, once it was recorded, froze it in place. Anxiously, he rearranged, reinvented, and in 1999 scored it for the London Philharmonic Orchestra. But in the end, it was not a piece for free adventuring anymore. That was the vital thing. As late as 2014, he astonished one critic by saying, as he strolled on stage for a two-hour solo concert, that he had no plan. That was usually the case. No plan, or, if he was with a band, only last-minute rehearsals. He wanted to be surprised by what would happen if, say, he started improvising from the hesitant first bars of Chopin's Mazurka in A minor. Even if he felt at home with the venue and the crowd, he wanted to approach with his sharp, searching fingers a world he had never visited before. And with his first note, like that first note on the Fender Rhodes, spring over any doubt and take the audience with him.